From Little Rock Public Radio, good morning. I'm Daniel Breen, sitting in for Nathan Treese. Arkansas lawmakers have given initial approval to an influx of cash for the state's school voucher program. Members of a legislative subcommittee approved $32 million to go toward the Educational Freedom Account program yesterday. The voucher program gives families taxpayer dollars to fund students' private, religious, or homeschool education. This is the first school year the vouchers have been available to all students. This would bring the total amount of funding for the program this school year to just over $309 million if given final approval in a meeting Friday. The state of Arkansas is once again seeking designs for a, quote, monument to the unborn at the state capitol. The Capitol Arts and Grounds Commission reopened submissions yesterday. The group had chosen artist Lakey Goff's proposal of a, quote, living wall of plants, but had consistent disagreements over funding and the scale of the project. The commission says Goff has since copyrighted her design. The monument was authorized by a 2023 state law and is intended to memorialize, quote, babies who lost their lives while abortion was legal in the state. Submissions will be accepted until March 14th. A grassroots campaign to enshrine direct democracy in the Arkansas Constitution is kicking off a statewide signature gathering of effort. The group Protect Our Rights says it will launch the campaign over the Martin Luther King Jr. Day weekend. The group is proposing an amendment to the state constitution guaranteeing citizens' rights to propose amendments and ballot initiatives through the petition process. Signature gathering locations included Pulaski, Washington, Drew, and Hempstead counties, among others. Arkansas-based Walmart says it's expanding its drone delivery service. The retailer said Monday it's growing the service with the drone company Wing to 150 more stores next year. The expansion will bring drone delivery to more than 270 stores across the country, expanding to major metro areas like Miami and Los Angeles. The service currently operates at Walmart stores in northwest Arkansas and in the Atlanta and Dallas areas. Arkansas Children's and Attorney General Tim Griffin are celebrating a milestone in the fight against opioids. Officials gathered at the Arkansas Children's campus in Little Rock yesterday for a topping out ceremony of what will become the National Center for Opioid Research and Clinical Effectiveness. The center's director, Dr. Alicia Allen, says they plan to work directly with communities impacted by addiction.
When opioid and other substance misuse take hold, that impact ripples outward, impacting infants and children. Indeed, parental addiction has been linked to a higher risk of developmental delays, challenges with bonding and attachment, family separation, involvement with the legal system, and lasting economic hardships.
Arkansas continues to lead the nation in its opioid prescribing rate, with 72 prescriptions for every 100 residents. Despite that, Allen says overdose deaths continue to fall.
Here in Arkansas, we're seeing a 24% decrease in these deaths, which matches what we're seeing nationally. That's an extraordinary achievement, especially because it's happening at the same time fentanyl, which is an extremely potent and dangerous opioid, has become more widespread.
The research center is funded by $55 million from the Attorney General's office, which the state received from legal settlements with opioid and tobacco manufacturers. The 65,000 square foot facility is expected to open by early next year. And a legislative task force heard how universities are trying to make college more accessible to students on the autism spectrum yesterday. Arkansas State University in Jonesboro has two programs designed to help autistic students adapt to college. Kristen Johnson teaches psychology at A-State. She told the Legislative Task Force on Autism the Howl and Atlas programs offer support structures to students with intellectual or developmental disabilities. Johnson says the students in Howl and Atlas are involved in clubs, volunteering, and internships at slightly higher rates than their peers.
All the students that come to us want to be in the community, want to work, want to have a job, want to be in clubs, want to figure it out, and want to give in the ways that all of us do in the community. They just want to live lives like we've just taken for granted.
Johnson named several barriers that hinder students' ability to succeed, including businesses being unwilling to partner with the program for internships, uncertain or unreliable funding sources, and difficulties navigating life's transitions. Johnson asked the task force for help in solving those problems. Representatives from the University of Central Arkansas in Conway also shared details on programs designed to support students on the autism spectrum. In Little Rock today, we'll expect Mostly sunny skies and some high winds, getting up to a high of 54 degrees this afternoon. Mostly clear and chilly overnight tonight with a low of 25. We'll have similar weather for our Thursday with sunny skies and a high of 46 and a low of 33 degrees Thursday night. A little bit warmer for our Friday with a high of 54. And we'll see high temperatures in the mid-40s and lows below freezing through the weekend. And you can always find more news and listen live online anytime at our website, littlerockpublicradio.org. I'm Daniel Brain, and this is Little Rock Public Radio.